Fire. He got the fire running out of the pot.
You already know. I gotta wake up. I need to get my energy right. I was asleep before you got here.
Shoot, I was asleep before I got here too. Today was weird, man. Today was weird. I had a shitty day. I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't have a shitty day, but today was weird too.
Yeah.
Bro, and I was dead ass about to post this shit too, but like, my shit started off on a whole like upside down, and it blew the fuck out of me, dog.
Likewise.
Let me tell you what the fuck, bro. I get up at 5:30, leave to work 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. I get in my Uber. I sit down. Dude says, "Kid you not." Dude says, "Hey, what's up? Good morning. My name is Samaj. How you doing?" I said, "Oh, all right. What's up? Bet."
Samaj like James backwards.
Like James backwards, bro. I was already on 10. Second he took off, this man, and I kid you not, he was like, "So we're going to provide a vibe. Are you going to work or what's up?" And I was like, "Yeah, on my way to work. Just, you know what I'm saying, cool, and I'm a little tired." He was like, "All right, bet. I'm going to just crank some tunes on." Words verbatim. I'm
going to
just
crank some tunes.
Words verbatim. I'm going to just crank some tunes on, and then we'll just vibe out. And I was like, "All right, bet." Why the fuck does Samaj turn on? I don't know if you know who they are, but they're called a System of a Down. If y'all know, then y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about off gate.
I'm not familiar.
Heavy rock metal, like headbanger, screamo, like
like bro, what?
bro, I was so fucking tight, and he primed it so well. Yeah, I'm just cranking some tunes on, and we're gonna vibe out.
He did say crank.
It's fucking 6 a.m., and you turn that shit on, and the first thing I wake up! Like, bro, come on, dog. I was so blown. Like, how you gonna start the day off? And he's black. He's black. That's the biggest thing. Samaj, he's black, and he's listening to System of a Down at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
If this makes you feel any better, let me tell you about my morning.
Please.
So, you know, I wake up, whatever. All right, I'm gonna just go up to Kroger or Publix, you know, get some food and come back right back to the crib.
Hold on, I'm listening.
Moment that I pull out the crib, bro. You know, I have two gates in my complex, right? The front gate and the back gate. So them shits is always under construction because somebody's always hitting the gate with a vehicle. I don't know how. It's a big ass gate.
It's a big fat metal gate.
Right. And so if you hit that shit, I feel like you should total your car. But anyways, definitely, that's neither here nor there. So I go through the gate, and nice I go to that first light, and I just hear, cause I have my windows rolled down a little bit. I just hear it. So I'm like, oh, nah, don't tell me. Like, don't tell me. So my car immediately detects that, you know, something hit my tire, my rear tire on the driver's side, and was like, you know, you need to get some air. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some air real quick. It goes from 24 PSI to 20 to 18 to 5 to 0.
Wow.
That quick. That quick.
Yeah,
and
quick as
and this and this is not the first time in my complex that something has a nail, debris, a blade, whatever it is, that's hit my tire, and I've had to replace it.
It has been a couple of times you told me.
Bro, this is the third time. I've had this car for less than a year. Next month will be a year, and I've already had to replace the tire three different times.
Yeah, that's not okay.
So I called the complex. I called the desk and gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, y'all need to pay. Y'all need to pay for my tire this time around. The first two rounds or the first two times, I chopped it up to the game. But this time, nah.
Who you talk to? When you called the office, did you talk to a Karen?
I don't even remember her name, but I didn't say anything inappropriate. I didn't cross the line and cuss her out or, you know, I didn't do any of that. Yeah. I was just like, look, this is the third time. This is an inconvenience at this point. I'm always having to replace tires every few months now on a brand new vehicle that I just purchased. Mm-hmm. And rent is due next week. Mm-hmm. And it's only 28 days in February.
Yeah.
So what's really good?
Tires ain't cheap.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, all right, let me just call AAA. They'll give me a new tire in no time, right? Because keep in mind, I had a virtual interview at 1 o'clock also that day.
And what time was
today,
going on?
Actually.
What time did this happen?
This was 11 o'clock.
Okay.
11. So 11:15-ish. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I call Progressive. They're like, oh, you don't have roadside assistance coverage. But if you want to add it right now, it's 95. Beep.
Done.
I'm like, so why the hell am I paying almost $300 a month in car insurance?
And that shit is not covered. What the fuck am I paying for? No, I feel you. I definitely feel you.
I'm going to have to switch to State Farm. Jake, you better be looking out for me.
Jake, with the khakis.
With the khakis.
I'm dead.
But So yeah, I was in distraught, you know, for a few hours because I had to, I end up going to a tire place up the street. I had to get a brand new tire, ran me almost 200 beans.
Yeah.
And they found a blade in my shit. Like no bevel blade. It was like a real like sharp ass blade.
Damn.
And I was like, that definitely came from construction or whatever they've been doing.
Some
with
dumb
the gate.
Shit.
Some dumb shit.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I expressed my sentiments, like I said, to the complex. I'm like, I'm not happy about this. So I need my refund or whatever it is, because
I just tell them to knock a couple hundred off the rent.
Nah, they, you know they ain't gonna do that. And then I don't know, man. Just I was just really aggy today. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I don't know, because if it's two.
Hey, for real though, whoever listens to this and is from Baltimore, I need y'all to hit my jack with a recording of you saying 2-2-2.
And who told y'all 2-2-2-2-2-2-2 meant all the things y'all been posting today?
Because it don't.
Who told y'all that?
Because it don't signify shit. It's just numbers. It's just five numbers in a row.
Yeah. But yeah, today was a little frustrating for me too, bro. Like. I got pepperonis on my face from wearing a mask all the time. Like,
oh, I was like, wait, what? Somebody
threw like,
a pizza
like breaking
at you?
Out.
Okay. Nah, I literally, I was like, wait,
nah,
somebody
threw
some
a pizza
shit at you?
Me, I would not be here right now.
Somebody put some pepperonis over your eyes, my boy. What? Hold on now. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's the angel numbers. Maybe it's the energy that people are pushing, this manifestation, this whole, like, you know, get the energy out of there. I don't know. But today was very, like, it was weird. It was just really weird for me. I had an off feeling. I had a eerie feeling for most part of the day, but like not because I was in a bad mood. It was just like, okay, what, you know, like simulation am I living through right now? Because this shit, something's not adding up. Something don't sit right. I don't know.
Yeah. But it could always be much worse. That's the way I took it on the way here. I was thinking, I'm like, man, at least I have a car. At least I have a home to go
for
to.
Sure.
At least I have a podcast. At least I get to chop it up with my brother. So.
Yeah, it can always be worse, no doubt.
So with that being said, man, peace and salutations to the world.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Trey.
And it's Scott checking bike in here, man.
Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast.
With your oh so blessed black and highly favored host, man, coming bike to you week after week.
I have a dollar if you know what episode this is.
137.
Are
give
you
me
sure?
My money. Pay me my money.
Nope, it's actually 138.
You're a cat.
Look, 137 was 60 minute special.
You might have caught my ass. I'm not giving you a dollar though. I'm not giving you a dollar. You got me fucked.
Hey, this is documented, so
yeah, I guess that's the. It's like the second time that I forgot for real. You like it's a thing.
Yeah,
you never know.
I know.
It's cool though. It's cool. I'm not holding it against you. But yeah, man. Welcome bike, man. We appreciate the first timers,
the last timers,
and the in betweeners for coming bike again week after week, showing much love. However you do it, whether that is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, turning that post notification bell on YouTube, because we are dropping videos every Saturday week after week, man. Like clockwork. So go ahead and tap into that, bro.
Yes, sir. And we are on everything. Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, YouTube, Patreon.
Everything.
Pretty much anything that's content driven. we're on for the most part. TikTok, shit.
And if we not on it, hit our jacks and let us know to get on it. Because, you know what I'm saying, we trying to take over this world for real.
Right, right. So I guess we kind of expressed our sentiments on how our mental is feeling today, but it's okay. We're going to bring some positivity. We're going to bring some happiness for this episode for you guys. Hopefully, y'all are having an amazing week, whether you're listening to this on the way to work, at the gym, in the morning, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all for us being part of your day.
No doubt. So, look, this week, I'm going to let you be Segway King. I'm going to let you cook. My docket is a little lax. I got a couple things, but it's nothing too crazy. So, you know, I'm going to let you go for 80.
By lax, you just mean like lax or laxative?
It's a little relaxed. Ain't no laxative. It's a little relaxed. That's all. But
And I try to. My bad.
Nah, go ahead.
No, I try to bring some light before we started this pod. I played "Do I Do" Stevie Wonder.
Facts.
I needed that in my life. That's the energy that I needed after
that's
this
why you
long,
played it.
Rigorous, tedious day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that brought some joy to me at least.
Now that actually was like a OG choice. That was a solid choice because Stevie don't get his flowers for one unless it's from, you know, like the OGs that grew up in his era. Or it's just like somebody like us that is tapped into that era of music.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely a good choice. But since we here, want to start with it?
Yeah, what's actually, now that I think about it too, bro, this is our last episode for
the month.
Yeah, Black History Month and the month. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you have any more sentiments for this I guess, this last episode of Black History Month.
I'm sad it's over. It went too soon. I want more days. I want a year, and this is actually an ad because we do have episode, what is it, 134, called, excuse me, I'm blanking on it, 134, 135.
So we have 135, Black History Year.
Yeah, Black History Year.
And 136, yeah. But I actually found this awesome article from The Undefeated, and I didn't know they were doing this weekly, but they have a Today in Black History.
Okay.
They do this all the time. So I'll just name a few things that they have on here. So in 1896, Today in Black History, George Washington Carver builds a school. Booker T. Washington, president of Tuskegee Normal School, invited Carver to be the head of Agricultural Experiment Station in agricultural school. Carver became a scientist known for discovering more than 300 products derived from the peanut. Also, Henry Lewis becomes the first African-American to lead a major orchestra. Lewis was named director of the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra. Lewis, 47 years of work included transforming the symphony from an ensemble into a well-known prestigious orchestra that performed at Carnegie Hall and the Kennedy Center. And last thing that I had, in 1978, Leon Spinks upsets Muhammad Ali for the first heavyweight title. Mm-hmm. The 24-year-old shocked the boxing world as he battled for 15 rounds. Dang, it was 15 rounds 15, back then?
15, bro. 15. They were shorter, though. They were shorter. I think they were like 3.5. Maybe.
Damn.
Yeah, they were shorter.
Either way, 15 rounds?
Yeah.
Crazy. That endurance has to be on a whole different level.
Crazy. And them bangers hit different.
But it says, he battled for 15 rounds against the 36-year-old Ali for a split decision victory. He became the heavyweight champion of the world in front of the crowd of 5,300 at the Las Vegas Hilton Sports Pavilion and millions of TV viewers. Ali went into the fight as a 10-1 favorite to win.
You see it. You see it. And he won that one. But actually, so we're gonna get back to.
You can read that last one that's on there. I think that's pretty cool too. In 1965, today.
65. Ooh, that is fire. What it says is Nat King Cole dies. The jazz pianist and singer topped charts and was the first black performer to host a TV series. He recorded more than 100 songs, including Unforgettable. He was the father of Grammy Award winning singer Natalie Cole as well. So, yeah, kudos, shout-outs, and RIPs to Nat King Cole, for sure. Big legend. But I guess we can kind of stay here, too, because this actually leads me into a question. I'll start by saying this. My contribution to Black History sentiments on the pod, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, and I know we've been trying to, push the envelope and mention names that haven't been mentioned in a while or that are new to the game and, you know what I'm saying, creating history as it stands. But I do definitely want to spin the block and shed much light, because I got them tatted on me, to two people that I feel like are very, very, very big influential people. I read a lot about them and I live, you know what I'm saying, vicariously, although they've passed away. But Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X.
Bro. It's funny that you say that, man. I don't mean to interject, but at my job the other day, we just recognized Marcus Garvey as part of, one of the prestigious, black people to ever live. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you know how we are. We try For to sure. be a Garveyite, but go ahead.
And that was my next question. Which one do you, kind of lean towards in terms of like their ideologies? Which ones do you follow more? Is it the Garveyite? You know what I'm saying? Pack up black America, pack up black people and move us back to our own continent and start a world strictly and only for black people? Or is it the Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying? The not necessarily fight with violence, but still fight for this America.
It's tough. I would say a little bit of both, man, honestly, because if you're saying like in today's world, that's hard to give you an answer, because I'm just jaded from just everything society has thrown at us. Mm-hmm. Not even just from our generation, but you go back to our parents and our parents' parents. Like right. it's just a cycle of hell, to say the least, in my opinion.
No doubt.
We've definitely made strides in a way as America, but it's no such thing as racism getting better. It's either you have racism or you don't. That's like saying, right. Yeah, rape was worse then, but, rape is lower now. No, it's either you have rape or you don't. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard for me to answer that question, but I would say I kind of have the belief in a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got you.
Would I want to pack up and go to a different continent, our homeland? Yes. In a perfect world, yes. Obviously, we would have to have the resources. Everybody would have to be on the same page, and that's the hardest thing. I feel like as black people, we're just never on the same page 100%. Not all of us. It's hard to just get anybody on the same page, regardless of race, whatever it is. It's hard to get on the same page.
It's definitely hard to get on one accord when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, you moving, not even the culture. It's bigger than the culture because it encompasses every single last person of color.
Our history.
Exactly. But it's also, I feel like, a very, very prevalent thing to a lot of us. Maybe not all of us are woke in this way, but it is a very prevalent and knowledgeable thing to know that, you know what I'm saying, if not every single last one of us is free, then there is no freedom. Mm. And you take, you know what I'm saying, that word freedom, and you define it and devise it up as you will. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it means to you, freedom is freedom. But if we all don't have it, none of us have it. So I definitely wanted to, you know what I'm saying, shout out those two kings, legends, pioneers, architects, whatever you want to call them, activists, because them two have made a very, very big impact on my life, like why I speak the way I speak, why I have my opinions, my morale, my character. I read a lot about those two gentlemen.
That's hard. That's a great question, bro.
Yeah.
I like that introduction to the pod.
Appreciate you, my boy. You know, we came to pod today.
Shit, before we even dive into the content, man, I have a question also. It was something that I was pondering on the way here.
Okay.
What's something you wish you would have known at 18?
Something I wish I would have known at 18, a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of different gems that
I
could.
But if you had to give me one.
That is tough as fuck. Something I wish I would have known at 18.
I can go first.
Go first. Because I got a lot of gems. Go first.
I would say money management for sure. You know, if somebody were to sit down and tell me, like, you know, everything, the price of everything from gas prices to home, just everything in the world right now, it just seems like it's a surplus. It's up. And that $15 an hour minimum wage for people, that's not cutting it. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, we've had this conversation before on and off mic about the whole idea of college, right? Yeah. Like, you know, it's definitely beneficial for the doctors, the nurses, the psychologists out there, things of that nature. But for everybody, it's not so beneficial. You know what I mean? Like, I think if I would have not went to college at 18 and I was 26 today, my Spanky would be way, way more up than it is now, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to blame it on anybody because it was me that made the decision to go to college, right? Mm-hmm. And part of that influence was my family. And I feel like for a lot of us millennials, it's from our family. Like, you know, it's like, hey, you have to go to college. This is a way to a better life. That was just something that was instilled in us from the time we were in middle school all the way up until now. But kind of looking back on it, my feelings is like, what did I really learn out of 4 or 5 years of a business administration course that I took?
Yeah.
With the exception of maybe one or two professors that I, you know, really respect and I actually learned something and I apply it today. But I can have school at YouTube. I can have school right here. Us bouncing ideas off of each other and, you know, just brainstorming on business and marketing plans. That's college to me.
Exactly. No, it is.
College is not, each and every year I'm gonna charge you $4,000 to $10,000 based on if you're gonna stay on campus or not, or, you know, what studies you're taking, eat food,
all,
like,
that shit.
Yeah, what,
have a car on campus, anything, like, you name it.
So for me, I another thing too, like, I don't mean to be long-winded here, but I wish in high school they would really teach us about money management, you know what I'm saying, financial literacy. And it's a huge umbrella, like it's a lot that factors into that, right? Like taxes, 401k, Just a multitude of stocks, like, mm-hmm. just things that can invest in your financial gain that can help you out in the long run.
No doubt. So I'll say, like, both of your points are what my points would have been or are, but just in a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So I would say in school, in high school, grade school, I would have rather them teach me about me. I would have rather them teach me about not even specifically my history, but how to make things work to my benefit. like when you speak of financial literacy and knowing how to move money, you know what I'm saying? It's like not everything that, and excuse me for saying this, not really, but not everything that a white person can do when it comes to financial movement, financial literacy, financial whatever, investment, we can't always do. We don't always have the luxury or the privilege to, you know what I'm saying, reap those benefits. So if I would have learned how to make money move for me early, that would have been one of the things that I really wish I would have known. And then two, I think one of the more important ones, mine is probably, and I heard Jay-Z say this earlier too, actually, but it's really not listening to anybody. If I would have known, and not saying like not listen to your parents, not listen to your OGs, not listen to the people that are feeding you love and feeding you like knowledgeable advice. Mm-hmm. But I mean like not listening to people when you have an idea or you have, you know what I'm saying, a dream or whatever, and somebody comes and speaks fear into it. That twists your whole mind up. It talks you out of whatever that you wanted to do. Maybe that could have been your right. end. Maybe
it makes you second guess yourself.
Exactly. Listening to people trying to get opinions on what I should do, where right. I should go, you know what I'm saying, how I should think is what fucked me up in the long run, because now I'm learning more about myself and about like what I could have done. And thinking about, damn, if I would have got that leg up, that jump start,
right.
and not listen to that motherfucker who talked fear into my plan,
because I would be going off. Because when fear creeps up, maybe I shouldn't open this business.
Exactly.
Maybe I shouldn't pursue, you know, being a financial advisor for somebody else. Or maybe I shouldn't open up this clothing line and help out. You know, like, it's just a dozen of different negative thoughts that enter your inner matrix that shouldn't even do it. Like exactly. You should be in control of your own destiny for sure.
Exactly.
And I guess my second question to you was an independent thought. Like, what would you say to your 21-year-old self? And the reason that I differentiated the two was 18 is completely different than 21. You're still a teenager at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And by all means, at 20, you're grown as hell, yes, but you know, you're still a kid.
You're still a kid.
You're in your early 20s.
Yeah.
So now that we're in our mid, almost late 20s, which
we on the back end,
which is kind of scary, but I'm willing to take on the challenge, bro. I know a lot of people shy away in fear, like, damn, 30 is creeping up. Like, that don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I embrace it. Like, hopefully I make it to 30, God willing. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So yeah. I guess what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Like, Go crazy. Go fucking go nuts, my guy. All this personality and all this like character that you have in you, let that shit out with the quickness. Because now as I'm 26, I'm finding that I'm great at a lot of these things that have me outside, like hosting, talking to people, whatever, like mentorship, anything like that. And it all comes from like the ease of my personality just being me. Mm-hmm. So like if I would have known at 21, like, you're good at that shit, like run with it, go crazy. Don't like sporadically, you know what I'm saying, here and there, or kind of give your personality, kind of give your character in where you think it matters. Across the board, spread that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Like really, really be yourself in mm-hmm. every avenue, every facet of life from jump, like early. Cause I'm still developing now, but had I started 21, come on, bro.
I concur. I agree with that. Kind of running parallel with you, man. Like, me at 21, it sounds cliche, but I would tell myself, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I know we hear that often nowadays.
For sure.
But I literally mean that, man. I can't tell you enough how social media has put so much calamity and just fictitious constructs and just different limitations in our head, man. Like, you know, us as 21, at least me, I was avid of, damn, this person is doing better on social media. Like, just,
oh yeah,
I'm seeing the high. So damn, he already got the brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
He got all the sneakers. He's already, you know, living this. He has the perfect job. Like,
right.
That was me. That was me. I can't lie. You know what I'm saying?
And not to cut you off.
And I realized, like, bro, that's
go ahead.
That's not the way that I want to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's only going to show you the highs, and it's all false.
That's for one. It's all false, because what works for somebody definitely will not work for you.
And everybody has their time. Everybody's going to get their moment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If that takes 10 or 15 years from now, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know you just brought up Jay-Z. Jay-Z didn't really get popping until he was, what, 25, 26?
Exactly.
Everybody has a different race, man.
Yeah. Nah, and I was going to say, too, when I was turning 21, I cried turning 21. Like, on my birthday, I cried because I was scared of turning 21 because of what you just said, because I'm looking at all my peers like, damn, he just dropped a business. that man just got a whole loan for 50K doing whatever. That man just got a promote. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit that I'm not doing.
This
I'm
person just graduated. I still got another 2 years left.
Exactly. I was on the same type of time, and I literally cried my eyes out, stressing and, you know what I'm saying, overthinking exactly that. But one, like you said, it's never the same, and it doesn't work for everybody.
And I feel like these are conversations that not just friends, but just everybody needs to have. You know what I mean? Regardless with family, therapists, like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay to go through hard times. The main thing is finding your way out of that, seeing the light, seeing the positivity, because it's always going to be better when you're always moving forward, I guess.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? In hindsight, you look at it as like, damn, like, you know, I was just young in the moment, or these were my emotions. But like I said, in hindsight, you can kind of address those situations better because you learned from it.
Right. In hindsight, you can also, like, literally point out the points of growth. You know what I'm saying? Where you thought you would fail, where that fear came from, where it stemmed from. And then you know what I'm saying, looking back, going through it and having made it out of that. Now it's like, okay, I know what kind of person I am now. So, damn, I learned.
But that was a good convo. We can segue a little bit. Let's get into a little bit of shenanigans. I'm sure you took a gander at, you know, NBA All-Star Weekend.
Man, yes.
It started Friday. That shit was trash. Ended Sunday. It was trash.
That shit was trash.
To me, it was trash also, man. It was very underwhelming. And I don't know if I kind of shitted on Cleveland last week. I'm sorry. Like, I don't think it was just because it was in Cleveland, but I just feel like it didn't feel like All-Star Weekend.
It didn't. It was very, very lax. It was very, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like All-Star. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, to me, they should have led with the All-Star game. They should have. I mean, they should have led with the dunk contest. They should have waited until, you know what I'm saying, all that shit was over, and then gave us the game, because that was the best part of the weekend.
Yeah, by far, this was the worst dunk contest I've ever seen in my 26 years of existence. It was atrocious.
And the scoring, honestly, I couldn't get with none of it. Like, the shit that they were giving 9s and 10s for was basic.
And I wouldn't even say basic, because these are hell of a athletes, right?
Oh, for sure.
They're incredible. They can do 360s, windmills, all that.
Insane. Basic in comparison to prior years of All-Star games.
Yes. That's what I was getting to.
Yes.
And I feel like also, too, though, we're unenthusiastic about it because we've seen these dunks before. You know, I feel like every dunk has been done to some capacity. I think moving forward is all about creativity. So, Buddy, what's his name? Anthony from Orlando, when he put on the butters.
I'll
give you that. You know what I'm saying? Or Jalen Green with the NFT when he had it around his neck. Like, you know, creativity. Cool. That's cool. But you gotta have the dunk on the first attempt.
You got to at least second attempt. I give you one warm up, because if it's the first round, y'all ain't practice. I give you one warm up. Second one, you gotta sink that guy.
Listen, I wasn't alive in '88, but I know for sure in '88 Jordan was hitting that dunk every time.
That's MJ though. That's a goat.
Dominique every time.
That's a goat. Those are goats. How many goats did you see playing in the All-Star game? I mean, the dunk contest.
I can't give them, that title yet. It's too early.
Okay, it's too early. I'll give you that. But okay, they made it to the All-Star, right? How many of them are?
And another thing too, A-listers. I feel like what? Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think, and this is not a knock, I don't think A-listers perform in dunk contests anymore. Think about it. We've had some great and great phenomenal players enter the dunk contest, but I feel like as of the past 4, 5, 6 years, who has really been a Hall of Famer that's been in the dunk contest, with the exception of maybe Dwight Howard?
CP3?
He was never in a dunk contest.
I mean, not CP3.
That would be crazy.
Nah, Nate Robinson, not CP3. Nate Robinson, I'm sorry. How long ago was Nate Robinson? Nah, they're both short. That's why I said that. How long ago was Nate Robinson?
That was almost a decade ago, I feel like.
So then, yeah, you're right.
But he's not even a Hall of Famer.
No.
So,
but I count Nate Robinson maybe not as a Hall of Famer, but an A-lister, B-lister, A-lister, like in between the two. Because who do you know with that height that's doing that?
That's what I'm saying. I'll give him his flowers on the dunk, but I don't think he's top anything in NBA history, in my opinion, outside of Dunker.
Outside of Dunker, yeah. No, that's all.
That's not a knock.
I mean, no, that it is what it is. That's what your career shows for it.
And boxing wasn't his thing either. But I,
God,
but
we're not going to get on that. That's it. We're not going to tear that black man down.
We can.
yeah, we can actually segue for real.
I was going to touch on the game on Sunday. All right. That was the show.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was the show. LeBron with the game winner. Steph Curry going bonkers.
50 piece?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Going bonkers from the three. He was hitting half court.
Giannis went for 30 or something like that too. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It was a very, very high scoring game. We already expected that. I liked it. It was cool. I didn't catch the whole game. I caught second half. So
halftime was a little lengthy this time around, but I did, enjoy the fact that they recognized the NBA 75 list. The greatest 75 of all time. So
I got a question.
What's up?
But go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you think Kyrie and Tracy McGrady deserve to be on it? I get your hesitation for Kyrie, but T-Mac
should be on there.
Come on.
And the question is to everybody listening out there, they're like, who you take out though? I would have to see the list, But yeah. I'm sure you can get one of them old ass.
You can get somebody out of there.
40s players up out of here. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is what it is.
You could get somebody out of there.
I'm sorry. It is what it is. And even with the Kyrie thing, right? I might put Kyrie on there before I put AD. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think AD is a generational talent. I'm not taking that away from him. But if I'm judging his whole career, yeah, he won the title. Yeah, he has all-star appearances. I just feel like I don't know if he's 75. I don't know if he's on that 75 list yet. He has more to prove to me.
It's a hot take, but I'm putting T-Mac over Russell.
Oh, no, you're wilding.
I don't care.
Nah. Because
I don't care.
I think people have this idea, this idea of Russ now as Russell Westbrook, and it's been that lately.
It's
I'm not going to lie.
That.
Let me finish.
It's not as late.
No, it's been that lately.
For
yeah,
me,
it has, but If you're judging this man's resume, though, he has the most triple-doubles of all time, mm-hmm. passing the Big O.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to the NBA Finals. Obviously, he lost. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But MVP of the league.
For sure.
And All-Star how many times? He's a video game. You know what I'm saying? Old Russell Westbrook was a video game.
T-Mac not a video game?
T-Mac is a video game as
T-Mac
well.
T-Mac didn't break records? T-Mac not a legend?
He broke records, but I don't even know if he's on the top 10, top 15 scoring list. I don't even know if he's top 25 scoring.
He's
list.
Not either. He's
so
not
that's,
either.
That's what I'm saying. When you really judge these accolades, it's like, okay, T-Mac, yeah, you've been an all-star. What else have you done? T-Mac the highlights are phenomenal. Everybody looks good in highlights.
Then I won't say anything else. All right.
But I agree with you, though. I think T-Mac should be would on there, but not over Russell Westbrook.
Would you put him over the ball, the youngest brother, LaMelo? Would you put T-Mac over LaMelo?
In what?
He was in the All-Star. 75. He wasn't in the 75, but would you put him on the All-Star team?
If T-Mac was still playing, yeah, that wouldn't be a question. Yeah.
But over, my point is over, he was like one of the last people to be picked at LaMelo, but like over, I guess, the lowest people on either team.
Yeah, if T-Mac was, if Tracy McGrady was in his prime, in his basketball prime, there would be no questions asked that, yes, okay, he would be on that list before LaMelo.
So if he was in his prime, then yes. But if he made the All-Star team today, you're saying he's not on the 75 list?
Wait, say that again?
He's not on the top 75 list of all time. If he makes, like, if he can compete today with the...
No, I'm in agreement with
not
you.
In he,
should
prime,
be on, he should be on the top 75 list. He should be on
okay,
there.
Okay.
But I'm not subbing him out for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't do that.
Who would you sub him for?
Like I said, one of them old ass 1950 players.
Okay. Yeah,
it
I
is
got,
what it is.
We're going to have to look up the list later.
It is what it is. I'm okay. Sorry, OG. Because
I
want to know. Listening.
I want to know who you would put him out there. But, okay.
But, yeah, that was pretty much the All-Star recap for me. I didn't have too much to say after that.
For sure. Any more sports? Or did you see the parade?
The Rams?
Yeah, the Rams.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I missed it.
Damn, okay. I just seen a little clip of Aaron Donald flexing.
Oh, hey, speaking of parades, you see I finally brought in the Georgia Bulldogs cap, national champions, live here on air, if you're watching the video. Go Dogs.
I guess I give you a little.
You lucky know. I ain't reading the newspaper because I really thought about it, too.
Hey, man. Listen. That newspaper, we don't hang that stuff in here. I'm sorry. You can have it on your person. You feel me? But not on these walls.
I wasn't gonna hang it. I was just gonna show it.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, yeah, nah. All right. So where we going? Where we going?
Tell me why
we were gonna Get on music. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We haven't touched on music in a long time, I feel like.
What were you going to say, though? I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was going to say, tell me why Joe Rogan is still with Spotify.
Oh. We knew this. Mm-hmm. We knew this. Because they wasn't doing too much of shit. You tell me you take down 100 episodes out of I don't know how many fucking episodes he's done in his career. You telling me that he's still your number one? He's still your top after all that shit? Come on, bro. We knew he was going to stay there. Initially, like, if you're, let me say this, if you're, how people say, if the apology isn't as great as the disrespect, it don't count. If, you know what I'm saying, your movements after something crazy happens doesn't match that energy of what actually happened, it don't count. And I don't think that matched. You feel me? Like, that's not nowhere near close to what Spotify should have done for, you claim that you rep the black community, and y'all did that come last year when the riots and that whole 2 seconds was happening. All y'all did that for a while. But now when shit like this happens, you know what I'm saying, the culture faces adversity, the culture faces some disrespect, y'all don't want to move.
Yeah.
Come on.
Spotify, I think what they see right now is too advantageous for them right now to let go of Joe Rogan. So... Cool. And we talked about this. It's the money semantics.
Yeah, you want your bag.
You know what I'm saying? That's all they want. That's all they want, I feel like. And until the fire gets hotter, then they're going to keep them.
Right. Right. No doubt.
But I just wanted to touch on that because I was in the podcast world. So I feel like it's gotten a little quiet since, a couple of weeks have passed by now.
It definitely has. Honestly, I expected it. What I will say, though, is at Spotify, and I will tag y'all, why don't y'all, you know what I'm saying, like, bring y'all light to, like, the newer and the kind of underdeveloped podcasts or platforms that might potentially bring y'all bread. I'm just saying. It's a thought. But don't fight me.
Well, yeah, we can get into music, bro. What'd you have?
A lot of shit dropped. A lot really? Of stuff has been... Like, maybe not album-wise, but yeah. A lot of, like, movement in music has been happening. And if not, like, projected to happen, because I know a couple albums are coming out, if not the end of this week, the beginning of next week. But I know you're a fan of Currency. You listen to the album?
I listen to some of it. Currency okay. and the Alchemist.
Yeah.
The song, what is it called? Louis Bag? Or what is it called?
I think
Louis,
so.
Louis Vuitton. Let me see. Louis Baggage okay. with Babyface Ray.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been listening to right,
Babyface Ray?
Lately. Shout out to Detroit, man. Shout out Babyface Ray.
They go nuts.
I was kind of late on this gentleman, but his music is...
It's a vibe.
like your Uber said this morning, crank that up. I'm just going to crank some tunes.
Crank some tunes. Crank some tunes. Yeah, nah. Yeah. That shit was for the birds. But nah, Babyface Ray's lit, though. I fuck with him.
So yeah, that Currency... Currency's been one of those artists that stayed consistent since I've been... A little one, honestly, bro. Like, if you want to go all the way back to middle/high school, Currency has consistently dropped multiple mixtapes, albums, whatever you want to call them.
For sure.
Every single year.
And the thing is, what's weird about Currency, which I fuck with, is the fact that, like, he doesn't necessarily have to do too much to, like, keep himself relevant or, like, keep himself, like, hip, per se. You know what I'm saying? Like, over the decades, like, it's been the same Currency, the same flow, the same type of music he's been delivering this whole time. I fuck with that heavy.
He knows his lane. He stays in his pocket. He doesn't try to do anything for clout or do anything clout chasey. It's Currency.
But it's like, what's the difference from, and I know, obviously, I know the difference in music. I know the difference in legendary. I know the difference in discography. But what's the difference from, like, a Currency and a Snoop? And I only say that in the aspect of Snoop had to reinvent himself a couple times to stay relevant. Snoop is bigger legend than Currency. What is the disconnect? Why is someone like Currency not necessarily having to maneuver that way in culture, and somebody like Snoop, who is the godfather, the dog father?
I don't think Currency has had nowhere in the same realm.
No, of course
as
not.
As far as mainstream success. And I think that's what it is. I think that's the biggest thing. Mainstream success, personality. We don't really know Currency's personality.
True.
Chill, laid back. If you're judging it off the records,
yeah.
But you can tell me about Snoop Dogg, right? You can tell me how funny he is.
Yeah, because he is way more mainstream.
You know how? No doubt. Right. The multiple hats that he can wear. He can go from commentating a game to chilling, smoking weed,
and he's in every
at the halftime show. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So he's in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So you think, if Currency was to step out into that limelight a little more, it might be one of those where he might have to kind of become a different currency to stay relevant, or to stay like.
I think at this point he will always be relevant because it's been this long. So yeah. Why not? You know, even if he walks away from music, I think he can create his own sort of pocket. Really, I don't know what the, the term is for it, but like,
nah, it's a pocket pass.
Yeah,
for
sure. He can create his own lane for content that people would be subscribed to. But I don't think it will ever be on the level of Snoop Dogg, respectfully.
No, I get that. And to piggyback off that too, I feel like Currency is one of those rappers that doesn't really care to be first. He cares about the quality. So regardless of relevancy or not, I feel like he'll always stay Currency because he's not looking to be top five or top two and not two type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my take. Let me see. JID and Earth Gang, they dropping. They got an album dropping.
Okay.
You know my girl, my baby, my queen is dropping.
Who? Georgia?
Yes, sir.
I think her album, she dropped last year too, right?
She did.
I think it was a quiet release.
It was a 7-piece. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really like a whole album. And then she dropped a couple Lucy's. And then she went quiet a little bit. But she's dropping in a couple weeks.
I think her best body of work was that first one that got everybody on the bandwagon. I can't think of it. You know, the one that had her face on the cover?
Like Lost and Found?
Yes.
I got you.
That one.
I didn't mean to do that, actually, that time. But yeah, no, I got you. Let me see. Who else is dropping? It's a couple people that's dropping.
2 Chainz dropped a few weeks ago, and we didn't talk about it.
Album?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I haven't even seen it.
Dope Don't Sell Itself.
Oh, wait. I did see that title. Okay, yeah, I'm bugging. How are you feeling about it?
I didn't listen to it.
Why? Aren't you a Chainz fan? Or are you a Titty Boy fan, or are you a Chainz fan?
I admire Chainz' work, right? I liked everything that he's done for his career and everything he's done for Atlanta.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten to it, honestly. I don't have anything negative to say about it. I just haven't gotten to it.
Will you get to it?
Yeah, if I get some time. Yeah, but I'm not in a rush to. Yeah, it's not. What was the album that he dropped that Ron Executive produced or something and everybody made the memes about? I feel like that was the last time I was really tapped into 2 Chainz. That era and when he had the Pink Trap House here in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
that was an incredible period of time for 2 Chainz. That's another gentleman who reinvented himself multiple times
mm-hmm.
through the course of his career, right? Because you talk about he went from Titty Boy to 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. I don't know why I said it like that. And he had that crazy summer where he was on everybody's record.
Right? Everything.
Everybody. So.
Mixtapes. Out of the ass, going crazy.
Yeah. The True Religion mixtape, that's the classic.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, yeah, he's another one of those guys that, you know, he's been here for several years, a decade plus, if you really want to be honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like what 2 Chainz does, too, outside of music. He has his own show. At least he did, Most Expensivest. I don't know if that's still going on or not with Vice.
I don't think so.
But 2 Chainz, I feel like he's one of those guys, too, in that Snoop, not to the same level as Snoop, but... It's somewhere in that category where I don't need music anymore.
But see, the difference in them two is the fact that I think it's the types of music they make. I feel like Chainz is a bit more of a punchline rapper, so you have to reinvent yourself to stay relevant because you're talking about bullshit, because you're talking about whatever. And it's not always bullshit. I'm a Chainz fan. Don't come for my neck. But it is punchline-y a lot of times. And for that, you got to know what the fuck is happening in today.
Oh, they coming for you. They saying Scott is not Atlanta right now.
Ish, not Atlanta. Hey, can we get the fuck? I wish. I need to make that a little sound or a button.
No disrespect. I don't
Ish, not Atlanta.
Like, why?
I don't like it either.
And then it's like you record the video at Truist Park.
I don't.
That's so not listen, Atlanta.
I'll say this. My only sentiment is just confusion. I was kind of fucking with the song. It was a little catchy, and I don't know. It was cool. But the fact that I saw the video and it was filmed at Truist, I was like, okay. Is that intentional? Is that facetiousness? Or are you just slow?
I mean, you're stupid.
That was a crazy pause. I like that, though. But I mean,
you're crazy.
If you're from Atlanta, come on now. Let's be honest. The shit went viral for 2 days because everybody was talking about it.
I mean, she pretty much baited. The record, right? She got what she wanted out of that, right?
Beautifully.
She wanted the views, the streams, the listens, the stardom. That she wanted that.
And she already had to start him.
And she got that.
She already had to start him before that, though.
Oh, did she? I'm not familiar with this young lady. What's her name?
Amaretta. Amaretta the GOAT, I believe. Okay. But she's been rapping for a while. And I'm actually a fan. Like, don't, you know what I'm saying? She cool. She can rap. Like, she actually has lyricism. And that's, you know what I'm saying, my type of music. I look for that. But she's, like I was saying, she had a little bit of stardom. She was going viral. I think she remixed Lil Baby and caught some fire from that a couple weeks ago and then dropped this, so.
So I have two takeaways from here, and we can move on. I ain't trying to kill her or the record.
Not Atlanta.
For one, it's like, is this a Georgia thing where they just try to divide everything?
I feel like
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying.
I feel like
she pretty much said, if you're not from this street here and you're not born from Grady Hospital or whatever local other hospital, you're not Atlanta. Like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Really? Do we really care that much?
Like, no.
We really don't care, because I feel like if you go to New York, nobody's false claiming boroughs. You know what I'm saying? It's either you're from this street, or you're from the Bronx, or you're from Queens, Harlem, or you're not. It's no really in between.
No, that's facts.
And I feel like the same thing with Cali. If you're from Long Beach,
you can't claim you from Compton, but you not from, but you saying, you know what I'm saying, you from LA type shit. That's not LA.
Right. And you're from Long Beach, right?
Yes.
So you can't confuse Long Beach and Sacramento.
No, you cannot.
You just can't.
I would never say I'm from LA.
I'm just trying to figure out, is that just like a Georgia / Atlanta thing, or is that like a universal?
Honestly, I haven't, like, I'm pretty well traveled, and everywhere that I've gone, I haven't experienced like a intentional divide or an intentional, like, we from over here, we from over, like, type shit, except here.
And that's the second thing. That was going to be my second point, you know, is the narrative that you're trying to divide us, because, again, like, who really cares if you break down the science? Like, if you want to claim Atlanta, have a day, have a blast. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care where the hell you from.
And I don't even really, like, know where it came from, like, the I guess, drive to, like, I know, obviously, the zoning is, excuse me, based on the city limits and all that extra shit, and it's zoning-wise for the map. But, like, in terms of us, like,
Well, the zoning, isn't it on the precincts of...
It is,
of,
yeah. So, it's... Excuse me. I think it has to include, you know what I'm saying, obviously a police station, firehouse, all that extra shit or whatever, but it's specific, it's intentional. So, but I don't know why the people that live in the city or live in the state choose to do that, because it doesn't really matter.
And we should all know Gwinnett. No, it's not Atlanta.
Obviously.
We know that. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously.
We refer to it as the North, or that's what the Migos refer to as.
Exactly.
But whatever. I don't really care.
I don't care either, but answer me this.
Okay.
I've been living here for a while, right? We both been living here for a while. Mm-hmm. Was her accent forced?
I didn't get that far in the song to even tell you, to be honest.
I mean, you don't have to.
I seen the clip. I wouldn't say forced, because I know a lot of people that speak like that, honestly.
Yeah.
I have cousins that from Athens that speak like that.
From Athens.
Athens, Georgia.
See, I wouldn't expect that from the Athenians. I would expect that from...
Athenians is nasty.
I would expect that from the Kalapart, from the West Side, from the...
Yo,
the
yo, toss me that nasty award right
no.
there. Don't ever give me the Atlanta voice ever again.
Ish not Atlanta. Hey, that shit was so fucking funny to me, bro. I was dying watching that shit. But nah, I think it was a cool little craze. Like you said, she baited all of Atlanta. She baited all of the world, for real. And she did what she came to do, I guess. It was just, I don't know.
Speaking of Atlanta, did you see the show Atlanta is ending with season 4 on FX? So the show Atlanta is coming to an end this fall. Let me see. The chairman of FX announced that the hit comedy series has shot season 3 and 4 back to back. The announcement came during an executive session at FX TCA Day on Thursday. Season 3 is set to debut on March 24th, and season 4 is set to release this fall. According to Variety, season 3 will stream the day after its linear debut on Hulu for the first time. I can't talk today. The fourth and final season is slated to debut. I need glasses. That's really what it is. I've been holding this for too long. But long story short, I feel like Donald Glover is too busy with other films, man. Like, let's keep it a buck. He's in Star Wars movies now. And even, forgive me for not knowing his name on air, but the guy that plays Paperboy, he's been in a dozen roles as of the past couple years also. Lakeith Stanfield, his filmography has started to grow. So these are all great actors that have, you know, just in their own lane at this point. You know what I mean? Sure. Atlanta is a great show, but they're out there for the bag also.
Nah, Atlanta is a great, amazing show. And actually, like, before I get into my tangent, shout out to Jerry. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Grant. I don't know if y'all are still working there. I won't throw y'all last names out there, but I know y'all listen. I miss y'all. It was awesome working with y'all, for real, for real. But to the writers board, the FX team, the writers board at Tyler Perry Studios, and everybody that's been working on the show, like, kudos, because that shit is amazing. I love that show. But I'm kind of sad that they're only, like, you know what I'm saying, slating it for 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while since we got the last season.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, damn. Okay, Donnie, I feel you, but you're being a little childish. Like, no pun, but let me get the music.
You got to stop. You're on a roll. You got to stop.
Like, you feel me? Like, I want the music. I definitely, like, I fuck with him. And okay, let me stop. Tell me this. Do you fuck with Donald Glover or do you fuck with Childish Gambino more?
I fuck with both, honestly.
You rather have the music or the movies?
Give me both.
You got to pick. He's not giving us both at the same time.
Me,
so
as a fan of the culture, I would like both.
You doing that. All right, listen. I want the music, okay? I fuck with the movies. He's a very intelligent writer. He's a very creative and very, like, intuitive when it comes to, like, just painting pictures about the culture, for the culture, but also pushes the narrative of the culture. Like, it's brilliant. But I, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just want the music more. I want more of the music, I guess. I won't say, like, I want music and not movies, mm-hmm. but, like, I want more music because I haven't gotten music from Childish in a minute.
Yeah.
But, nah.
I don't think he intends to put out music again.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either, but it's like, fuck.
And it's like, why would I? If I'm Donald Glover, if I'm in his shoes right now, movies, I'm getting, let's say, 20, 30 million for whatever show, film, whatever it is I'm in, versus music, I'm really just getting paid off of streams and if people show up to my show, which people will, obviously, definitely. But it's like, on what stage? Like,
he's showing out any show.
I don't think he's going to do a world tour. He's not that big of an artist. And it's like, he's just not going to go on tour. I just don't see that from Childish Gambino or Donald Glover. I don't see that today.
I won't put him at a Jay-Z level, but I definitely will say that I feel like Childish Gambino or Donald Glover can sell out an arena easily.
He can sell out a venue. He can't sell out an arena.
I feel like he can sell out
by himself.
Solely because of the project that he put out. I'm blanking on the name, but the whole, you know, the video that I'm talking about. But I think he could.
Yeah. I disagree.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll die on that mountain alone.
A few years ago, Drake couldn't even sell out an arena. So what makes me think Donald Glover can?
His impact. Maybe I know more about Donald Glover than you do. I don't know. Okay. In the writer's world and in the go
musically, you don't think Drake has more impact?
No, I'm not saying that. Yes,
that's all I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, I'm not saying that at all. No, all I'm saying is that I think he can sell out arenas because of his impact, not a lot like Drake, but similarly, not on the same like accord, obviously, because Drake is the top artist in the world,
so he can sell out Crypto Arena, formerly known as Staples. That's what you're telling me.
Can't call it that on here, bro.
I mean, call it Staples. But you know what I'm saying?
I feel like he can. Yes,
he can sell out Madison Square.
He went crazy with the fucking song, and I'm gonna look it up, but I don't know what's the song called, bro.
This Is America.
Yes,
that's still not selling out, in my opinion.
I think you're wrong,
and I feel like the census would agree with me.
Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. Hit my jack. I feel like he's up there, bro. Honestly, because that shit was number one for a very long time. Culture. Because know this, the minute that we get off something that they don't like, they're taking it down instantaneously. The minute that it like gives news to something that they don't want the whole collective to know, they're taking it down instantaneously. He had a lot of undertows. He had a lot of racially driven innuendos in that video the whole time that was not supposed to be out, and they let that shit ride for as long as they did.
No doubt about it, but I don't think just solely from that one record he can sell an arena.
Not from that one, no. That's just what put him over the top for me to say that he can sell arenas out.
If that's the case, not on the same magnitude, but I don't even want to say that.
Don't do it. Don't say it then.
Because Childish Gambino, he's obviously not a one-hit wonder. And he has, for me, he has a few projects that I visit every blue moon, right? He makes great quality. I feel like maybe one.
Okay.
Was it Blame It on the Internet or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
The one that had 3,005 on it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think wholeheartedly he can sell in an arena. A venue, okay, all day, every day.
I digress.
He can tour around the globe on venues. But if we're talking about Staples, Madison Square, State Farm, I don't think so.
Only musically.
Only that's what I'm saying. Musically, I don't think so.
He can sell out an arena if he put on a live show, a special, something.
Just featuring him?
Yeah. Solely?
No.
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 Wow.
Okay. Now, that's not even disrespect.
I mean, nothing is disrespect. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. No, you know what I'm saying? I'm not taking it negatively. I'm not tearing down this king. I just want to know where you at. I just disagree. But it's cool, though. Where the fuck were we, though? Why were we talking
about that? We're talking about television.
Atlanta, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Atlanta. Yeah. And then I guess this kind of segues into the TV world. Disney is planning to develop residential communities across the United States. I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm-hmm. And didn't OVO just do a deal with them or something?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
I seen merch or something.
Oh, wow.
Let me see. You want me to read this?
You don't have to read the entire thing, but I just wanted to show you that article.
Let me see. I'll share it with y'all, too. It says, Disney's theme park division is developing residential communities. Story Living by Disney is what it's called. Will be neighborhoods designed to offer super fans the community to live amongst each other. The new venture comes in an effort to meet demands for fans looking for new ways to make Disney a bigger part of their lives. It says the first one will be built in Rancho Mirage, California. And you have to sign up for your membership to get access, but that's about it.
That's giving me Get Out vibes.
Club only beach area and Disney entertainment.
That gives me Get Out vibes.
Does it?
Why the hell am I in a Disney production on my day to day? Why? And are you paying me? And my family, and my family's family, and my kids.
No, they're not paying you. You're paying them to be included.
Fuck that. I don't even like the damn Disney park that much.
I don't either. It gets played out for sure. It's only like 4 or 5 rides that I'm going to for real. After that, I'm giving me a funnel cake and I'm out. Mm. I don't think I will be participating. I know it's going to be hella expensive, and it'll probably really only be available to, like, the influencers and celebrities, at least for the, foreseeable future. So
another thing that I put on here, the Wendy Williams show is ending. Sherry Shepherd take time slot.
Sherry? Swear.
Sherry Shepherd, yeah.
Oh, that's fine. I want to see what she does with that time slot, because that's prime time. And she's, in my opinion, ladies, don't come for me. In my opinion, she's just newly grown to that A-lister spot in television. But I'm definitely excited to see that. And as for Wendy, I don't think we ever really, really cared, because she just been messy since jump. So I fuck with you, queen, because you're a black queen and I never tear you down. But I don't think that your medium is for me specifically. Did you ever watch the Wendy show?
Come on.
I just had to ask. Nah, I'm kidding.
No. Thing is, but I'm just saying, come on.
Nah, I feel you. I'm not even going to, like, come on here and cap. I used to watch Oprah a couple times, like, every so often, just to get a couple gems, depending on who's on the show.
But I still think Oprah is very different. It's not astronomically different.
For sure. But Wendy Williams. It's a TV show driven for women. That was my point. That's why.
Okay.
Let me see.
As far as other TV, that was another thing I was pissed off about today, because I didn't get to watch none of my shows because of my damn blade in my tire.
Damn, so you didn't watch Force?
Watch what?
Power,
Tommy. You know niggas call it Tommy.
Okay, Tommy. You didn't watch Tommy?
I didn't. I'm gonna catch up on it tonight.
Okay, then
up on a shitload of Euphoria. I started watching, I'm Kanye exhausted. Yo, starting now, hold me to it. We're gonna put a bucket here, and every time I say Kanye, every time I say the baby, I'm just going to add a dollar to the bucket every time.
All right.
Because those are just certain people I'm not talking about.
Am I held to this as well?
The rest of this. No, you don't have to be. No.
All right. So I'm assuming you watched Genius. That's why you bring it up.
I watched about half of it, and it was brilliant.
Half of the series or half of the first episode?
Half of the first episode. I don't think the whole series is out yet.
No, it's not. But I mean, shit, you might have it. You might have the...
Is that a helicopter? Yeah, excuse, are we at Call of Duty?
Excuse the noise. but oh, I live close to a hospital, but
What was I? The whole series hasn't come out. So yeah, I think I watched about maybe 30, 40 minutes of it, and it was phenomenal, man. I love that I can't think of dude's name who recorded Kanye from that time all the way up until now. I'm blanking on the name.
Mm-hmm.
Another beautiful thing to see is how grounded his mother kept him. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It was a part in the doc that he was trying to sell his records or, you know, play it for other execs in the industry. And I think he did go up to Rockefeller along with other, other labels.
Yeah.
And they were listening to it, but they were kind of dismissing it. Like, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just known as the producer. Just stay producing. Don't rap. We just like you as the producer.
Pigeon Hogan.
And so you can obviously see the pain, frustration, and anger in his actions and just by his facial expressions. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he went to his mother's house, that brought him light. Right. That brought him joy. That was the Kanye that was like, boom, I'm on top of the world again. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what these executive producers feel or, you know, these execs and fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, his mother knew his raps bar for bar. That was another thing I was just like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, what a moment. You know what I'm saying? What a time for chills. One. But yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I seeing Donda in this docuseries is nothing but amazing. So, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I honestly enjoyed it. Outside of, you know, us being exhausted from Kanye as of late. You know what I'm saying? I think he was actually supposed to or is dropping... What is that, stem player today. Or some shit today? But mm-hmm. I'm not here for it. But
why not?
I'm just Kanye exhausted.
I got you. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So I'll say this first to all y'all that was fuck Kanye. I don't want to listen to him. I don't want to cop. I don't want to nothing. All that bullshit. And now you're. Oh my God, it's so inspiring. It's so amazing.
Well, no, I don't want to hear it. And I would say
stay
I was
where you at.
I was on that side to where it's like. Man, fuck that.
Stay you know what
I'm
saying?
Like, fuck it. I don't really care. If I don't hear another Kanye album, I'm okay with it.
It was a lapse in judgment. I'm not even mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
But no, it's not even a lapse in judgment. This was just, again, like, I got so many people that came up to me, actually, and was like, just take a gander. Just take a gander to form your own opinion. But it was a beautiful thing to see. So regardless of all the
naysayers,
regardless of all the stuff that he's on now, back then, in 98 to 2000, whatever,
it's
completely different person, if you ask me.
I got you.
Completely. And I didn't go into it to kill Kanye. That's not what I was.
I don't think anybody that watched it did because they knew that it was heavily inspired by his mother.
Right. And that's all I wanted to keep it on.
Yeah.
On that.
And if you're a fan, you know his story and what happened with mom. So, yeah, for sure. And I'll agree to you too. I am a little Kanye exhausted, just because it's from him and Kim to Donda to, you know what I'm saying, the him and Pete going back. All that extra shit is a lot, especially to like kind of sift through what you find important and not important or what is actually like stimulating to culture, what matters. It can be tiring, but. Definitely, I watched it. I'm further ahead than you are, so when you get to the point that I'm at, I want to talk to you because there is something that happens that we've kind of chopped it up about off mic, but didn't expect it to be in the doc type shit.
Okay.
So next week or whenever, you know what I'm saying, we're going to reconvene that conversation, but yeah, I'm proud of him for that. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, give him his air horns, give him his claps, whatever, because that shit is inspiring. That shit is... a true story. It's moving. It's a call to action. It's whatever, everything that filmmakers try to purpose their films to be, because we know perception is, you know what I'm saying? Perception is everything, and you can't control that when you put out an art or a medium. But, excuse me, the fact that it went that way is amazing. But I feel like I'm long-winded now, so.
No, you're good. Okay. You're good. I know we are on time. I do have a few more topics.
But I do too.
We can really, if you want, we can save them as we usually do. Put it into the next week.
Just one.
All right. What's up?
All right.
Shoot.
My last question. Oh, first question for real.
I just got a cramp, but I'm listening.
Drink that water, Playboy. All right. So I was having this conversation with a shorty. We're going to segue. I was having a conversation with a shorty, and she brought this to my attention because I didn't know that this was a thing until now. And she was like, I passed the test.
But apparently there's a checklist. Nah, deadass. Apparently there's a checklist that women go through in their head the first time that they go to a dude's crib. They look at certain things that he has or doesn't have or what it looks like to, like, you know what I'm saying, red flag, green flag, whatever. My question is, and by the way, the number one thing that shorty, like, it was a couple shorties. The number one thing that they all look at is inside that shower, what you got going on inside the shower. So, fellas, that's a gym. Do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But what are, if there are, three to five things that you look for the first time you go to a shorty's crib, first, like, hang out, whatever. But what's something that's, like, you peep, or you know what I'm saying?
The entire environment that they live in, their habitat.
Okay. I don't mean the habitat. Jesus. Oh my god. They're coming for you, bro. Whoa.
It's the same thing. Shit, we got habitats too, bro.
Hey, nah, but it's the fact same that you thing. Did that.
Nah, but nah, that's a real thing, man.
If no doubt.
I can look at a woman or a man's car and that lets me know everything I need to know about that person. You ever been in the shorty's car that got makeup, clothes?
But the thing is, I can't like hold everywhere. That against them, because it's a vast majority of women that they keep their car dirty as fuck, but their house is decent.
Nah, you're supposed to keep everything organized.
You're supposed to. You definitely supposed to. For sure.
But to answer your question, your bedroom, if I get that far, if you allow me to, the bedroom has to be clean. Your living room has to be clean.
What about the bed, though? Is it like, is it the room? Is it like, if the bed not made up, then you like, oh, all right, maybe, I don't know. Or if it's like your shoes, or like if it's just messy in general, if you don't, like, you know what I'm saying, take care of where you lay your head.
I feel like making your bed is a character thing. Like, yeah. And I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I've had days where I don't make up the bed. We all have.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you don't wake up for the most part and make up your bed, you a lazy motherfucker. That's just how I feel about it.
I'm not gonna hold you. It is a lot of days that I roll over and I'm just like, fuck, I gotta go to work. I don't do that shit. I do it when I get back from work. But like, it's definitely made before the day over with, but it's not the first thing I do.
But it's a reason why our parents back in the day, they used to get on to us. Clean your room. Make up your bed.
Right.
That's the most basic thing you can do. Making up your bed takes 45 seconds. 45, maybe a minute. You know what I'm saying? You straighten the pillows, straighten the sheet.
So the car, the bed. Give me one more.
Well, I said the entire crib. The entire crib should be clean.
Okay.
If it's like a dish or two in the sink, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not Gordon Ramsay. Like, this is shit.
You fucking slob.
like, you know what I'm saying? But obviously, I want to walk into a clean environment anywhere I go, because I feel like I'm a clean person. Mm-hmm. I shower daily. I take care of myself. So I would want the same if I'm walking into somebody else's presence.
No doubt. It's funny. So mine are a little different. I love to cook. So immediately if I walk into your kitchen and your seasoning's not, you know what I'm saying, set up, your workstation, let's call it that, your workstation, it don't, like, you know what I'm saying, provide a vibe or express you. Or if you don't have a workstation, if you don't cook, I'm out of there.
If she has music notes on the wall or like the...
No. If she has the astrology shit on the wall,
she's easy.
I'm out.
She's easy.
And then if
don't let me see an elephant in there. You know, like a little. You know they love elephants.
They love elephants, bro.
Let me see an elephant in there.
They love elephants. And that I don't even know what the shit is called, but that big ass little blanket that they be putting up there with the specific design. I don't know what that shit called, but she's love that easy. Shit too. And then
this is terrible. Hey, next episode is actually Women History Month. So we're gonna highlight women for every single.
My third and final is I definitely inspect your candle selection. If your scents are off, if I don't, like, you know what I'm saying, if I can't align with the smells in your crib, we can't vibe. My shit is a passion fruit. My shit is a citrusy. My shit is a beach vibe.
So are you saying you can, but everything that you just described and named, you'll take that and overlook everything else?
What? Yes.
So you'll overlook
the, maybe not overlook, but like, it's gonna be in my head, like, shorty.
So if she has the candles right and like the dirty ass living room, that's okay?
That's ass backwards. No, it's not okay.
But I, like, mean, you say your three were different than mine.
If you don't have candles, I'm gonna be like, all right, like, you're obviously not living right. If your shit is messy,
like, okay, I don't need to be here.
All right, enough bashing women.
I don't need to be here. Is that bashful? That is not bashful.
I feel like I bashed when I said habitat. So, but I was referring to everybody. I feel like your kingdom, that is your habitat. Your car, your crib. That's where you live on the day to day. That's where you lay your head down.
Nah, of course, no doubt.
But if that was offensive to anybody, I sincerely apologize.
If we offended anybody,
this is all comedy style.
It's all comedy style. It's all love. And it's never to tear down anyone, any place, or anything, for sure. Last question, though. And then we out of here.
All
right. Right? My niece asked me this. Mm-hmm. If the sun is in space, but there is light on Earth, why is it dark in space?
Yo, it's been a great show, people. we want to shout out to the first timers. The last timers
in the in-between is for coming back, man. Week after week.
I'm not. I'm just messing. I really don't know, bro.
I don't either.
I just be thinking too damn much.
Right? I really sat there and looked at her like she was crazy because I didn't know how to answer that.
I'll put her on punishment.
Go read a book. Nah, dead ass. That's funny as hell.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. I felt like an old head, like a parent. Like, you know how when your parents was like annoyed at you and they would tell you some, get out, go read a book, go outside, go do something. Right. That's how I felt. Like, why are you asking me this shit? Go away. Nah, but that was my sentiment, bro. You had anything else? I know we're a little bit over.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's all I really had, man. I feel like this was a monumental episode, a great way to close out Black History Month.
For sure.
So yeah, just appreciate everybody for giving us a listen. I appreciate you for actually making my day better, bro. Like,
always.
Man, it's challenging, but it's better days ahead.
For sure.
It's better days ahead. So.
And it's always a new day when God wake you up. It's always a new slate. So definitely come positive with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a repetition. It's not, you know what I'm saying, the same battles that we facing the last 24. So, and I'll leave y'all with a gem that I heard today, actually, be a tree. Be a tree. You never heard a tree grow. You don't have to make everything, you know what I'm saying, in the limelight. You don't got to talk about everything. Just move. Just grow. Do you.
I like that. And with that being said, I guess we're going to kick shit like that.
Yes, sir.
Bro Chilean's out.